This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome to the Living Mishnah. I thank you, dear reader, watcher, listener, for being part of this program. I am Ayman Elbaz, and I invented the Mishnah's Chaim series to stimulate interest, provide clarity, visualize concepts, and empower minds. I thank Chaim Lacks for being a sponsor. Should be a schus for Kam Ben Chaim and Shein Dabas Mamal Fimid, Alem HaShalom. Today's shiur is dedicated in honor of an extraordinary mensch, Dr. David J. Lieberman, and make sure you read his book about Never Get Angry Again. I saw Dr. Lieberman at the Kol Yaakov wedding in Muncie, and he told me that he really likes the Living Mishnah series. So, Yashar Koyach, Dr. Lieberman. Our Mishnah today is from Seder Nezikin, Seder Nashim, and it's from Masechta Kedushin Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Ways to acquire real estate and movable items. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Nechasim Sheyesh Lahem Achrayut, property that has responsibility. Which means if I owe someone money, he could go to my property and he could collect the property. So that's called Nechasim Sheyesh Lahem Achrayus, property that has responsibility. Niknim B'Kesef U'Bishtar U'Bachazaka. You can acquire it in three ways. Through kasef, which means money. You could buy real estate with money. Or a shtar. Or a chazaka, which would be in the way that he went in the field and he put up a fence that shows ownership. V'she'en le'en achrayut. And if you have movable items, which is nechasim she'en le'en achrayut, which is property that has no responsibility. The only way you could acquire these items is not through the money, but rather through pulling it towards you. So I said Meshicha is pulling it towards you. I didn't say Hagba, which is lifting up. But once you pull it towards you, in this case, you push it, that becomes your item. Okay, so portable items, you need to be Meshich to pull it towards you, but land can be acquired through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Continues the Halakha Mishnah, Nechasim She'en Lahem Achrayut. Let's say I have Nechasim She'en Lahem Achrayut, which is like this tractor. So, Niknim Nechasim She'esh Lahem Achrayut B'Kesef Shtar B'Chazaka. The Torah says that Hashem allows you to be Kona, this metaltalin, this movable item, via... Once you are kona nechasim sheyesh machrayus. So in other words, if I'm giving money or a document, a shtar, a chazaka on property, and I'm buying something from you, we could throw in agav movable items with that purchase, and it'll go together. Now we have a rule that you don't swear on karka, but on metalton I could swear. If let's say you told me that you lent me a case of soda. And I said, no, you only gave me a half a case of soda. So now I'm chayav a shvu on that. So that's a shvu as modem mixes. Zokin nechasim shein lemachrayis, it's a nechasim sheish lemachrayis, lishav aleihen. So in such a case where I have to swear, believe it or not, I will be able to swear memela on real estate items as well. Once I'm readily swearing on the metaltalin, the movable items, you could throw on me that I have to swear on the karka, on the land, real estate as well. I thank all of our wonderful learners of this series. It should be a zchus, and Hashem should give us the koyach to continue, because this really is a very major, monumental project that was started in honor of my father. And I wish everybody well. Please become a sponsor. It's only $36 to dedicate a Mishnah. Tzidkei Lemitzvos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.